This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. As you no doubt know by now, Hurricane Florence is bearing down on the Carolinas, and it's going to drop, by some estimates, 3 feet of rain on certain areas because the hurricane is going to, of course, hit land, and then it's supposed to stall out and just kind of hover and drop rain for a couple of days. Now, we went through that in Texas, I don't know, a year ago or so. It was Hurricane Harvey, I believe, and that was ugly. And we actually lost power for several days and had to work off of a tractor PTO generator. I actually have a tractor rig with a PTO generator, and you just keep the tractor running and you plug in to the generator, and you don't have to buy like a separate diesel generator or gasoline generator. You just pump your tractor full of diesel and you've got power. I actually did a video about that. It's the best setup, but that's not the subject of this podcast. Actually, this podcast is about realizing that people are not prepared. And the proof is that, you know, last Sunday, the shelves of the retail stores were wiped out all across the Carolinas. And I saw photos that were posted on Twitter and other places that described the, quote, zombie apocalypse arriving, that every water bottle in the city was already stripped bare, you know, just purchased outright. And a couple of things from this. I mean, number one, it tells you that people aren't prepared, and that's kind of freaky all by itself. I'll talk about that in a second. But the second thing is that do people not realize that they have water at home? I mean, it's the craziest thing. Everybody runs out and buys water in the grocery store. How do they take a shower if they don't have water at home? How do they flush the toilet? How do they do the dishes? Do people not realize that you can drink tap water if you filter it? And so the smart thing to do is to buy a water filter. And then you have unlimited tap water, you know, out of the tap for less than a penny a gallon. And versus you go to the grocery store and you're buying water for what, like $5, $6, $7 a gallon on average? I mean, depending on what brand you get. You know, it's the simplest thing. People should just save their, you know, Coke bottles if they drink Coke. A lot of people still do. Or save their milk jugs, or save other bottles that they go through, and just fill them up with tap water that you filter first. You know, buy a big Berkey water filter. It runs on gravity. It works when there's no electricity. We sell them at the Health Ranger store, by the way, if you want to support us, healthrangerstore.com. I didn't do this podcast to plug that. It just came up. But get whatever water filter that you can get. And by the way, if you're in the Carolinas and you're listening to this, it's too late to buy from us. So just get something locally. Just go to a camping store, you know, get like a camping water filter, a REI brand or something like that. Katadyn, the hand pump filters work great too. The ceramic filters, those work. Get yourself a water filter. And you can live off of even water in your toilet tank, not the bowl, but the tank. In an emergency, you got water in the water tank. You just scoop that out with a cup and you filter it, and you can drink that. You can live off that. Better yet, you fill your bathtub with water before the storm hits, so your bathtub is completely full of water if you have a bathtub. And then you can filter that water with a gravity water filter, and you can have, I don't know, 100 gallons of water, whatever fits in your bathtub. You might want to clean your bathtub first if you've got like rings of filth around your bathtub because you've been taking baths in there after a day at the beach or something. But the point is, it's pretty easy to store water if you just plan ahead. You know, we have at our warehouse at the Health Ranger store, we have a lot of 50-gallon drums. They're these blue polypropylene, sometimes steel. I like the poly ones. They're actually made out of polyethylene, not polypropylene, PE. And they are watertight. You can fill them full of 50 gallons of water each. And if you know how to store water, you know, you put a couple of drops of bleach in it, or what have you, maybe a little bit of colloidal silver or copper or something, you know, hydrogen peroxide, something to kill the bacteria in there. And you can store water essentially forever. You know, water doesn't go bad. It's still water. And so just get your hands on some of these 50-gallon drums. They're dirt cheap. You know, you could probably find them on Craigslist in your city. Just go on there and search for 50-gallon drums. And get the blue polyethylene drums. And you're going to need what's called a bung wrench to take the top off. Typically, the tops are like bung wrench, little 2-inch diameter liquid filling holes. There's usually two holes on the top of it. And so you just start taking buckets of water and filling it up by hand until you got it full. Because obviously, you can't move it without machinery once it's full because it's very, very heavy, right? What does water weigh? Like 7 or 8 pounds per gallon. So you're talking like 350 to 400 pounds for this 50-gallon drum, roughly speaking, you know. And you're not going to be able to lift a 400-pound drum. You can roll them, by the way. You can kind of roll them into position after they're full, as long as the lid is on. I've done that before. You can kind of, it's a dangerous maneuver, and you got to be big and strong, frankly, but you can kind of tilt them and kind of rotate them and move them that way. I've done that. I don't recommend it. You can hurt yourself. If you're not a strong person, maybe don't attempt that. You probably need to be over 200 pounds, you know, to try that kind of maneuver, frankly. However, if you move them before you fill them, then you're in good shape. But look, the point is that, you know, one more tip. If you buy these drums, make sure you know what was in them beforehand. We have, like, our drums are usually, we get 50-gallon deliveries of our raw soap material. And so I know that what's been in the drums that I'm using is soap material. And I just rinse it out, you know, with the garden hose a few times, get all the soap out of it. But you don't want a 50-gallon drum that was filled with, you know, glyphosate or something, because you can't get that out. You can't get it out. So you need to know what was in it beforehand. And when you go to purchase these drums from somebody, make sure you open them up and smell them. And make sure that it doesn't smell like some kind of crazy toxic. Well, what do you have in here, man? You know, like death chemicals? What? You don't want to store water in that. So just a bit of advice. But getting back to the main point here, people are not prepared. Not even with water, which is crazy if you think about it, because that's, you know, aside from oxygen, that's the next thing you need the most. You need water. You die without water in, what, 3 days or something? I guess it depends on the humidity and all that, but you don't live very long without water, and yet people don't have any water, as evidenced by the fact that they go out and strip the shelves bare when they first hear about a hurricane. Like, who are these people that live in a hurricane zone and don't have massive emergency supplies, right? Who are these people? You know, and the answer is they're the people that are going to win the Darwin Award when things go really bad, by the way. That's the correct answer. There's something called natural selection that over time kind of weeds those people out of the gene pool when things get crazy. But for now, I guess they have the Quickie Mart, and they can probably make it through with their gene pool intact this time, you know. But something bigger comes along, they may not pass the Darwin test, you see. Because the really prepared people are the ones who are not out panic buying everything right now. And actually, when Hurricane Harvey came to Texas, I even did a podcast on this. I remember thinking, wow, I'm not missing anything. Like, I didn't have to go to the store and panic buy something. It's like, huh, I've got, you know, flashlight, I've got batteries, I've got food and water, you know, got a rifle and ammunition if needed, which of course it wasn't needed because this is Texas and, you know, everybody's armed, so it's pretty much a safe place. Everything that I needed, I already had. And so, I mean, even diesel fuel, you know, I had diesel fuel, I got the tractor, I got the PTO generator, generator's all hooked up. I have the transfer switch for the electrical system and the massive electrical cable. And so I literally just threw the switch to go from grid to tractor generator. It's a giant switch that I have set up, you know, installed by an electrician months ahead of time, of course. And then, you know, you just fire up the tractor, kick in the PTO, boom, you've got, you know, 50,000 watts or whatever you need. We didn't even use nearly that much. So I could keep the computers on, and I wasn't freaked out. It's just a lot of rain, just a lot of water. And there were parts of the city that you couldn't travel to. Like, I couldn't drive to Austin. I couldn't. Who wants to go out in a freaking hurricane anyway? So you just stay home. You just stay home and you ride it out. And if you're prepared, that's what you're able to do. So my advice to everyone listening is the same as it has always been. You know me if you've been listening previously. You know, I've said always be prepared. So it's not a crisis. It's not an emergency when it comes to you. When the hurricane is barreling toward your front door or the earthquake happens, boom, instantly in California, you know, the geological shelf drops off into the ocean or whatever happens. Then, or an EMP attack comes, you're ready. And getting ready is a multi-month process. Well, actually, it's a multi-year process. I guess I've been prepping for a long time and getting better at it and getting smarter at how to do it. And if you practice what you preach and you live a life that includes preparedness, then you don't panic. And so you don't contribute to the mass hysteria that the masses are going through because they aren't ready, they aren't prepared, they are freaked out, they're terrified, they're panicked, and frankly, if things got really bad, many of them wouldn't make it. So being prepared, it's not just life-saving, but it also saves your mental state where you don't have to freak out. You can stay calm. And that is kind of contagious in a good way. It rubs off. Your calmness rubs off on other people where, you know, they see you calm. And they're like, why are you so calm? Do you have water bottles? And you're like, no, I don't need water bottles. I have this big Berkey water filter and I got a bathtub full of water and I've got 50-gallon drums in the garage and they're full of water. We got enough water here for a couple months. We're good. And you don't have to freak out. So follow this and read my websites. I've got a couple of websites that can help you prepare. One is preparedness.com. Or if it's easier to type, just go to preparedness.news, not .com, .news. Or go to survival.news. And we've also got one about natural disasters. It's called disaster.news. So thank you so much for being prepared and for your support. This is Mike Adams. Watch my Health Ranger, or listen to my Health Ranger Report podcast at real.video. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.